Track 2. I feel grounded in Norfolk. Earlier this year, BAFTA award-winning actor Suran Jones became the new president of the Sheringham Little Theatre. The star of Gentleman Jack and Vigil tells us why community theatre is so important to her and what she loves about life in Norfolk.
I love the way the weather changes. I love it when it's sunny, but I also love it when it's freezing, says Suran Jones. I love the cliffs. Like many people, the actor has fallen hard for the charms of the Norfolk coast, its wild, untamed beauty and its slower, more relaxed pace of life. She and her husband, Lawrence Akers, put down roots in the county around 4 years ago. When me and my husband married, we said we'd love a place by the water, and it took us 10 years, but then we decided, let's do it, she says. The food in Norfolk is amazing, and when we have local produce, you can really tell. The pubs are great. There's just a really good community feel. We go back and forth because a lot of our work is in London and all over the country, but we feel very connected and grounded here, especially when everything's on screens and social media. It really helps you take a break and look out, she says. Earlier this year, Suran became president of Sheringham Little Theatre when Lady Walpole stepped down. Altogether, she and her late husband, Lord Robin Walpole, completed 50 years in the role. The arts venue, run by Debbie Thompson, may be small, but it's mighty. It's one of the few theatres in the country which still has a summer repertory season. This year's shows included the chilling ghost story Turn of the Screw and the Alan Ayckbourn classic Relatively Speaking. And there's a year-round programme of entertainment including music, variety shows, pantomime and national theatre screenings. Suran got to know Debbie after attending a couple of the theatre's Christmas pantomimes. Debbie emailed me to say that I'd been spotted in the audience and asked if I'd be interested in meeting for a cup of tea, said Suran. She told me that the president of 50 years was hanging up her hat and asked, would I be interested? We had a chat about what it would involve, and then I said what I could do and what I wanted to be quite hands-on, so I decided that I could cull some other commitments and concentrate on this. Debbie is thrilled that Suran has come on board at the theatre. She says, it means the world to us at the Little Theatre to have Suran as our president. She really understands community theatre, and it's fantastic that she's giving us so much of her time to support our work. We're so lucky and very honoured. She is amazing. This summer, Suran threw herself into the role, taking part in a Q&A at the theatre, hosting a fundraising evening at Sheringham Park, and running a theatre workshop for 11 to 16-year-olds. Suran's acting roots are in community theatre, and nurturing the next generation of acting talent is something that's very important to her. We did 2 hours of Back to Basics with the youth group, who I'd seen in the improvised Halloween show and in Panto, so when they came in I recognised a few of them. We had a really fun morning, she says. Youth theatre is where I came from. I did it from the age of 8, and then I went into a choral group. I wasn't very happy at school, so that wasn't where I thrived, but once I found a theatre group, I really came out of my shell. And I love teaching. When I left school, I taught other kids, and I did a lot of musical theatre classes as well. So this keeps my hand in, and I love seeing me in them and letting them know what I do is possible for them as well. I was from Oldham, which isn't London, and is not Manchester. It isn't one of the bigger places, and I think it's important to let everyone know that wherever you're from, there is a route. Suran's big break came when she was cast as Karen MacDonald in Coronation Street. After 4 action-packed years on the cobbles, Suran left the show and has gone on to become one of the biggest names of stage and screen. She's collaborated with Happy Valley creator Sally Wainwright numerous times on Dead Clever, Unforgiven, Scott and Bailey, and Gentleman Jack, and played the lead in Dr. Foster and Vigil. And soon, she's going to be appearing on our screens as the Prime Minister in a new Netflix series, The Choice. From Gentleman Jack's Anne Lister, who was dubbed the first modern lesbian, to Gemma Foster, a role she won a BAFTA for, to DCI Amy Silver in Vigil, Ciaran has brought lots of fascinating, complex female characters to our screens. And Ciaran and her husband have formed a production company, Tea Makers, also a new patron for the theatre, which is allowing her greater creative freedom in her career. Her two-part documentary, Ciaran Jones, Investigating Witch Trials, inspired by the 17th century witch trials that happened near where she grew up, recently aired on Channel 4 to critical acclaim. "I feel like it's allowed me to do stuff that I really want to do," she says. "I still get offers from other companies, but it's allowed me to work with the actors that I want to work with, the people that I've met along the way that I thought I would like to work with again. It's just given me a seat at the table that I can build on. I think you have to look to your future, and working with my husband is fabulous. It's really great." Would she like to make another documentary? "My husband will probably concentrate on the documentary making, and also, because I'm busy with drama as well, it would be nice to find other people who want to tell their stories or the story of what they are fascinated with," she says. "We've got a couple more ideas, but it takes a long time to make a documentary. For this one, we went to Salem and Germany and filmed it over the course of a year. We had to do it in breaks between our other projects. I think I will go back to documentary, and also I'd love to do stage again too. My husband produced Spy for Spy last year. But I'm booked up all of next year and into 2026 with three big dramas." Details of her upcoming projects have to remain tantalizingly under wraps for now, but she says, "I love that my life is a real mixed bag." Could she see any more collaborations with Sally Wainwright in the future? "Not as yet, and none of my productions are with Sally, but I know that she's doing a new show that's set in Hebden Bridge that's called Riot Women, which sounds brilliant," says Ciaran. "She told me about it when we were doing Gentleman Jack, and it's about the menopause, so a lot of women will love it. She's amazing, brilliant." Some of Ciaran's roles must be incredibly grueling to film. Amy Silver has a particularly tough time of it in Vigil. How does she look after herself when she's playing such physically and mentally demanding roles? "I think it's easier because I'm not with my family when I'm away filming, so I'm really disciplined, which is what I was saying to the kids at the workshop. It's about discipline," she says. "You get up, you have a good breakfast, you manage to exercise. I try and get a treadmill to walk on if I'm not managing to walk around the set, because I can be quite sedentary. Also, at my age, you have to put the extra work in to look after yourself, because 46 isn't 26. And when she's not filming, she cherishes her time with her husband and son. "We like to travel. We've done a lot this summer," she says. And, of course, championing that small but mighty theatre on the Norfolk coast. It's so important for people to have access to the arts, and Sheringham Little Theatre is the opposite to elitism. Everyone's welcome, and there's something for everybody here. Debbie creates a brilliant programme, she says. Sheringham Little Theatre is looking for local businesses to join its sponsorship scheme and support its work. There are three levels of membership: Footlight, Limelight and Spotlight. To find out more, visit sheringhamlittletheatre.com, where you can also see what's coming up in the theatre's autumn and winter programme.